Children released last year was digitally enhanced. It was taken at Balmoral by the Princess of Wales, who recently apologised for editing a family photo for Mother's Day. Kate's also been filmed for the first time since her abdominal surgery while out in Windsor. Here's former press secretary to the late Queen, Elsa Anderson.
Some of the comments that I've seen on it are frankly ridiculous and ludicrous. So I do hope these conspiracy theorists out there actually will look at this video and think, actually, this is okay moving forward.
British firm Unilever is cutting 7,500 jobs globally. The firm, which owns hundreds of brands, including Hellmann's, Pot Noodle and Radox, says most roles will go from offices. The football governance bill is being put before Parliament today, which will put in place an independent regulator for English football. Rishi Sunak's called it an historic moment for fans, but the Premier League's concerned it could unintentionally weaken competitiveness of the game. Our sports correspondent Rob Harris explains why the government's got involved.
That ill-fated attempt by English clubs to join a European Super League in 2021. Also concerns about the financial mismanagement of clubs, particularly down in the lower leagues. This is impacting clubs that can be at the heart of communities.
Rescue workers are trying to reach 13 people stuck underground in a Russian gold mine. The site's run by a British-listed company. A consumer group's calling for a crackdown on what it's describing as sneaky ticket fees for music events, which suggests that hidden charges can add 20% or more to the overall face value. And British actor Aaron Taylor-Johnson's reportedly tipped to become the next James Bond. It's understood he's yet to officially accept. That's the latest. I'm Fader Silver.
This is Phoenix FM.
And if he's not free, our very own Tony Smith, who does Sunday Lunch, would love to jump into the role of James Bond. Hello. All right, mate. I'm James Bond.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement. Those doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, temperature 15 degrees, light clouds and a moderate breeze. Sunshine between maybe 4 and 5, 4 and 6. You might get a little sunshine. Its way through the clouds should remain dry.
On FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Here with my brunch from 10 through to 1. Do you think if I get some really nice dark rimmed glasses, I was going to get dark black rimmed glasses, they might make me look a bit more kind of, I don't know. I've got to have some pictures taken, you see, and I hate having my pictures taken. Last ones I had done for my track down to the river, I was actually in a river. My niece went, come on, Auntie Shell, why can't you come and stand in the river? You look lovely. And it was cold, and I was going, my feet are slipping on the stones. I mean, she's stunning. She's a singer-songwriter herself, so is Abby, and Beth's a sister, my other niece, Phoebe, I've forgotten her name. She's a smart one, and then Samantha's another smart one, so I've got four nieces. Three of them are sisters. Beth was like, go on, Auntie, go on, Auntie Shell, because we've all got very posh voices. Go on, Auntie Shell, go and stand in there, and I will take some pictures. And because she's very kind of hippie-ish, I would say, and very natural, lovely, beautiful hair, love beautiful face, you know, gets right on my nerves. And I was going, I'm cold. I said, I'm old. And I said, also, I could be carried away down the river, literally. But she got some amazing shots. There was one or two which I did look like I was a floating red balloon. But other than that, not too bad. But that was that was quite, you know, I don't want to do that again. We walked back and it was absolutely raining. So I was thinking, shall I get some dark rimmed glasses? You know when you see women with, like, you know, dark rimmed, they look intelligent, and have some pictures taken like that is so difficult. I've got to get some pictures done for this next release that I'm going to put out that nobody will listen to. And I just want to make sure that I'm kind of looking natural, but not too natural. Yeah. I've noticed that my neck, I've got the hereditary walled floppy neck. And in the last year, it's just literally, it's like a skin jumper, like just skin polo neck. It's horrid. And if I lost weight now, it wouldn't shrink back. It would just hang there like a pendant under, like a horrible pendant. So yesterday, I have to admit, yesterday I looked up lower facelift. Although I think I go in and they go, it ain't just your face, love. We'll have a look at your neck. So I think what they do is they just do the bottom part of your neck and your jawline. I don't want anything else touched. I'm quite happy. I mean, the rest of my face I'm not really bothered about. Otherwise, where would it end? You know, you'd have bits done and lifted and, you know, your eyes done or your nose, and you'd be like, oh, no, you'd be a completely different person. I want to still look like me. I mean, if I had a choice between looking like Mina or Angelina Jolie, well, you know, I think we know what I do. Angelina Jolie all the way. I think the neck thing. Because once your neck goes, if you've got a tendency to have the double chin, you can't. No amount of exercise or treatments is going to help that. Maybe if you're a bit younger, it might do. But I don't want to be injected in the neck. Oh, make me feel ill. I must stop doing that. I got a terrible habit. Isn't it weird the habits you pick up from people that you hang about with or you see? And there's one that I keep doing because they do it, where if somebody says something that you think, ooh. Instead of going, ooh, I now go, do I make that kind of wretch? Every time I do it, I do make a wretched noise. And I do it a lot on the radio, so I do apologise. Right, let's have some more music. Shall we have... Oh, there's so many tunes today. I don't know what to pick. I've got actually some Rogue Effects coming up. Looking forward to playing that. And some Blue Scott and Amy Britannia's coming up in this hour as well. But let's have... let's go back in term. It's Teardrop Explodes with Reward.
All right, time. if we could have the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. It's knowing you got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see the best thing is free.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m. contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer. Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Here is Rogue FX and Maya Camarado. This is Big Time.
Your money and your friends, they got me running wild. Each time I open my mouth, I speak just like they're crying. The fatal power of envy, it penetrates my mind. The end is inescapable. You don't need me.
So much, I played it twice. That is Rogue FX and Maya Camera, and that is called Big Time. And yeah, there's a lovely community online of the bands, independent music artists I play on the show there. A lot of them talk to each other as well, and it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. I love it. There's so much incredible independent music out there. I know I bang on about it all the time, but we're all guilty of putting on a playlist or just saying play that song, and then we don't listen to anything new. I'm lucky because I get to hear new music all the time. And as I said, I go and see bands occasionally. Not all the time because I can't afford to do it, you know. But I try and do it as much as I can. There's some amazing venues in Essex for you to go to. And, yeah, you know, get out there and hear some new music. And really, and once music, once a song gets into your system, you're like, oh, you know, I felt like that about Miko's track, about Jojo Man Band. There's loads of others like Beat Bakery. There's just loads. There's too many. Milena. There's been loads of tracks that I've received. If I haven't mentioned you, I do apologise. Adam Wed. But I just go, oh, these tracks are brilliant. I love them. And then I say to other people, have you heard it? They go, no, no, no. And then you play them. They go, that's really good. It's just because I think playlists are really difficult to get onto. So if you think you're going to be played after Beyonce, say you never have a chance. You won't come up. You know, if you just say your track that you just released, Beyonce is on one of the biggest playlists in the world, and then your track is next. Well, then your track is going to do brilliantly because people are like, who's this after Beyonce? But it doesn't work like that. On these big playlists, you could be number, you know, 5,020. Nobody will ever get to 5,020 on that playlist to hear you. You know, it's just a lot less they were leaving the music on all night and then they'd probably be asleep. Maybe that would go subliminally into your brain. Yeah. Scott Ross is not here yet, but he'll be here soon. We'll be having a chat with him. This is the brand new one from Pharrell Williams and Miley Cyrus. It's a mix. It's called Doctor. Work it out.
I could be a doctor and I could be a nurse. I think I see the problem, it's only gonna get worse. I need that medication, just show me where it hurts. I need to rock you, baby, before your body burns. Let me work it out. Let me work it out. Let me work you out. Hold on. You wanna work it out?
Stand on the line, oh, oh.
And Never Forget There by Take That. We've got Carlos Abril and Emily Rose coming up next with a brilliant track called Distance. Before that, let's do some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, just heard from Scott Ross, who's in traffic at the moment. That's why he's a little bit late. He's normally here by now. He said the traffic in Brentwood at the road at the moment is like treacle. Let's have a little look and see if we can see on the map which part he means. Now, I think it might be round the Ongar Road, looking very busy. You do have some temporary traffic signals on the A128 Ongar Road between Windsor Road and Coasted Manor Road. That's all the way up to Wilson's Corner along the A1023, busy along that section to Wilson's Corner as well. You've also got a road closed due to emergency water repairs on Albert Street, both ways between the B186 Worley Hill and Queen Street, and also on Pasture Way and Albert Street. So just be aware, Brook Street roundabout is looking not too bad. A12 is running nicely, and as I mentioned earlier, on that A128 between Bentley and Fox Hatch, that part of the road is closed. There will be diversions there, so just be aware. But apparently quite busy in Brentwood at the moment. Traffic is like treacle. That's according to Scott Ross. Now, I played out this track, I think it was the end of last year, Carlos Abril, not Carlos Abril and Emily Rose, well, I have played it out on the show before, and it's one of my favourites, so I thought I'd play it for you now.
Bring it back tonight, cause I called you my, I know every time, something happens in the sky, bring it back tonight, cause I called you my, I know every lie.
on your mind.
Making his way through the treacle. He is here in the studio. He's managed to make it. He's normally here by now. I was like, what's happened to him? He's normally here about 2 minutes after 12 o'clock. Joining me is Scott Ross. Whereabouts was the treacle traffic?
It's all the way through the centre of town, all the way at the top here. It's horrendous. Oh. Top of Dollinghurst Road and all around there. It's not helped. As you go through, as you come out of here, and you go up to the top of the road, there's always those cars parked on one side of the road. Well, there's a really great lorry parked on the other side of the road as well. So it doesn't help things.
There we go. If you're anywhere else in the world, you're like, well, I don't know what he's talking about. What road?
Fantastic.
But if you're local, you'll understand. If you're local, you'll know the joys of going around Wilson's Corner as well. Double roundabouts. Why? Put a flyover there. That's what I say.
Well, you certainly need to do something. It's frightening.
It's frightening, actually. I don't like a double roundabout because you get onto one roundabout, you're like, that's fine. I can cope with one. But when it's two, double roundabout, one other, you're like, oh, no, I'm in the wrong lane. Oh, no, somebody's bibbing at me. I hate it. I don't like it at all. Now, coming up next, Blue Scar and Amy Britannia. I interviewed Blue Scar last year, it must be, actually. Was it beginning of this year? I don't know, time goes so quick. The track Underwater, which was out, which is still out at the moment, it was out and then it was it got really good reviews and it's just picked up and picked up since then. And it's getting played on some amazing playlists. As I said, a lot of the times I get songs really early. So somebody might send me a song and it's not out for 3 weeks. And then I play it at the time and then it'll come out and it'll, you know, carry on. And then sometimes songs are slow burners. So they kick off and because of promotion and what you have to do to get songs out there, suddenly you're getting loads of radio play when you put your song out 2 months ago. And don't forget, a new song is new to your ears the first time you hear it. So release dates really don't matter. But this one is doing brilliantly. Amy Britannia is sensational and Blue Scar is just making some fantastic music. Here they are with a track called Underwater.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savor unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday, terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
This is Ollie Alexandra with Dizzy.
There's a place where we break the line. Make it a circle redefined. Beautiful gardens, eternal flowers. You know the way, so take me there.
That was Ollie Alexander. He's going to be doing the European. What's it called? The song contest. Eurovision, not European. Oh, dear, oh, dear. He's going to be our entry this year, isn't he, for the Eurovision?
Well, should have been me and you. You're up in all these.
We could have done especially for you, done a version of it. You know, like Carly and Jason Donovan, we could have done that. Do you want to start singing?
I don't think that's a very good idea, do you?
Probably not. I was listening to your show yesterday, and I don't know why I did that to myself, but I thought it better. No, he does a great show, and I was really laughing, and I can't remember. You were talking. My laugh came after the story.
Oh, yeah.
What was the story you did yesterday?
Oh, crikey, I don't know. We did two yesterday. I can't remember what they
are. And
you
played some really good tunes, and I was singing in the car and laughing at what you were saying, so you must tune in to Scott Ross. What's that noise? Is that your phone?
That's a dog outside.
I thought you had a new barking thing. My friend Pep used to have on his phone, he used to have a thing come up for his missus. He used to go, warning, warning, it's the wife. It used to make me laugh.
Really?
Said, yeah. You don't get that, because if your wife hears that, you'll be in
I'm
big trouble.
In trouble for the
Oh,
snore.
What have you done? Oh, yeah. On this PC somewhere, there is your lovely wife's snore. What's going on outside? For God's sake. I mean, you don't get... I mean, James O'Brien's not sitting there with the dog barking.
Well, there you are.
James O'Brien. Do you know how many listeners he's got back? 1.4. Only slightly more than me, between 10 and 1.
Really?
Mm. Oh, what are you looking at me like that for?
Sorry?
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm staring at me.
Waiting
for you to say. I don't know. You might suddenly throw a question at me, and I'm not ready for
you.
Oh,
right, okay. I thought you just got into. You just looked like you're just staring at me. It's putting me off. I have turned up your headphones.
The dog that's staring at you. Look what it's doing to it.
I don't.
It's died.
No, don't. Would you like to tell everyone what's coming up on your superb show?
All right, what have we got coming up today? Well, being a Tuesday, of course, that means that Margaret Mills is with me, and she's going to be explaining why, if Queen Elizabeth I had decided to come and stay with you, it probably bankrupt you. So, yes, it probably wasn't too, it might have sounded fairly good at one point, and then maybe not so good. And we're also going to be hearing about a real first, about somebody being done for drink driving, but this is a little bit unusual. All that, and of course an ocean of fabulous music, all coming up between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
I've never heard you say the word ocean before.
I have.
I like that. That's good. It's better than saying I've got piles and piles, because that always makes me... That always sounds a little bit kind of unfortunate.
It is very unfortunate. It's one of those things that you suffer from when you get older.
Well, I'll be going for a medical procedure, which I'll be glad to share with everybody over the next couple of weeks. I have told you about it before, and I only say these things because I know people have to have endoscopies and the other... Endoscopy and colonoscopies, and they're not... You know, the best things to look forward to if you're going to the hospital. But you have to have them done if you want to get checked out, because obviously if you've got any problems, the quicker they find them, the better. So they're both
absolutely.
Procedures you have at the hospital. I think in America or other places, they actually knock you out completely, which I think is a great idea. But over in the UK, they give you sedation. Well, I've had sedation for a colonoscopy, and I can tell you that I was actually watching my own colon on a screen with the consultant, because it doesn't normally, for me, it doesn't, I mean, some people don't remember. I mean, every time I've ever had one, it's like I'm fully conscious, awake, and like, oh, hello, good afternoon, where have you been on your holidays this year? Because it's not much else you can do. But I'm saying, if you've got any of those procedures, which I have got one coming up, actually, I just, what a lovely topic. But if you've got to have these things done to make sure you haven't got any issues, then just, you know, you've got to laugh about it and just have them done. And it is quite scary. I'll be going all the way to London on my own. I haven't got anyone to go with me.
Yeah.
My mum wouldn't have come up with me, but she'd have been ringing me going, oh, are you all right? What's happening? Tell me what's going on. Not during the actual procedure, but, you know. I'll get off the phone, mum. But I've got to go all the way up there on my own, on the train. You can't drive to the station. I've got to get a taxi and everything else.
Yeah.
So, if you're going to have to have anything like that, try not to worry. Think about something positive and funny, because it's funny. I mean, my friend yesterday had an endoscopy, and I think that's probably worse than going up the other way. But again, they tell you don't panic. You've got to try and relax, and they can give you a bit of sedation.
Oh, they always tell you not to panic.
Yeah, well, you don't want to panic. If you've got a tube going down your throat, I've not had that. I've had the one up my nose, never down my throat. And that's one of those things where you just you don't, you know, you've got to try not to panic. But it's very difficult. I mean, it is really difficult. But remember those procedures. When my friend had it done, I think the procedure took less than 5 minutes. Very, very quick. And they said, I know what I'm doing. I can do this really quickly, and you just got to relax. And the quicker we do it, with the other end, it feels like you're in there about an hour. But you know, again, it's just one of those things.
Sadly, it is.
Yes, always better to get checked. Anyway, I'm glad if you're having your lunch or thinking about what's the procedure that's coming up for me soon. Now, Broken Star, I played them yesterday, and I'm really sorry to be talking. Hopefully, if they are recording this, because they said, oh, let us know when you're going to play us, because we'd like to record it. Cut the bit out about the colonoscopy beforehand, if you want to put it up on your socials. But here we go. This is Broken Star with Angel of... Let me put my glasses on. Fake. There we go. I wonder what I was going to say then.
I couldn't see the other thing the other day either.
Listening close. Angels of faith intruding our lives. All the truth they take. We've seen enough to realize we have taken enough. To criticize, repelling the view, bouncing out of my stuck in your head. You feel one of a kind. Ignoring advice from the other side. All the trust that you feel and the failure to heal comes from where you hide. From where you hide. You're indispensable, angel of faith. We need to fear all the trust you take. You're indispensable, angel of faith. Angel of faith. You're indispensable, angel of faith. Angel of faith. Angel of faith, angel of faith.
Events guide sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, Crafty Cows Market are hosting an Easter market and artisan craft fair. I love these. On Saturday, the 23rd of March at Shenfield Parish Hall, which is 60 Hutton Road, Brentwood, offering new and bespoke handicraft gifts, including jewellery, soap, jams, wax melts, crystals, cakes, women's clothes, and much more. Come along and support your local artisan and small businesses and pick yourself up some lovely handmade gifts that you won't find anywhere else on the high street. They're supporting the Havens Hospice charity, free entry and free parking, and it's open between 10 a.m. till 4 p.m.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now I'm going to leave you with some Love Cats. I'll be back tomorrow from 10. Stay tuned. Scott Ross is up next.
While everyone
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.